Okay, today is Daf Nun of Masechta Sukkah. We're on Daf Mem Tes Lamed Beis, second to bottom line. So the Mishnah said like this, that Maaseu B'Shabbos, Kach Maaseu B'Chol, whatever you did during the weekday, the same thing was on Shabbos, except that on Shabbos, they would fill up the bucket of water to pour the Nisach HaMayim before Shabbos. Why would they do that? Why would they do that? They have to carry it, right? So Vamai, why have to be busy with that? Naisi b'mikudeshes, right? Naisi b'kud Vamai. Why do you have to fill the why do you have to fill? And also, you have to fill it up with a kli that was not mikudeshes. Why not? Naisi b'mikudeshes. Why not? Why can't it be mikudeshes? Says Rashi, the fourth line from the bottom, the last word on the line. You can't have, because the problem is that the Gemara thinks that if you have a kli that's mikudeshes, if it's a kodesh vessel and the water's sitting there, it's going to become lina. One second. So what Rashi's saying, what the Gemara's asking is, don't make it possible belina. Have in mind that A have in mind it's not going to be mukadeshes. Or im yesh bim yosem mikashir, or put in too much water. It's too much water, ain ruin likli. They not kli mikachan. The ain mikajid ala right lahem. You can't have a kli that doesn't have appropriate things in there. Put peanut butter in the kli. The peanut butter doesn't belong there. So those are options you could do, and the kli could be mukadeshes. So Amar Ze'iri, to answer that question, kasavar. Ain't shir lamayim. There's no shir. That's not an option. Also, the kli sharis mikachin shalom midas. And the kli sharis works shalom midas. Doesn't make a difference what your intentions are. I'm going to intend that it shouldn't. That's ridiculous. It becomes kodesh no matter what. Therefore, you have to use a kli that can't become kodesh. What kind of kli is that? So we'll see later. V'i maisi b'mukudeshes. And if you use a kudeshes kli, if silulei belina, it becomes puzzle with lina. It's not allowed to stay overnight. Not allowed to stay overnight in a kli. The Gemara is going to get to Mati's question. Why don't you cover it?
It's not the same thing. Lina means just stays over.
Right. So, but there's a psul. But there's a psul of lina. There's a psul.
There's a psul of lina of in general just having anything that's
that stayed overnight. So the avod is for the day. You filled it up Friday afternoon. It's sitting because you don't want to carry it. So it's sitting here Friday night. No, in the morning it becomes possible to leave. You can't even use it anyway. So therefore, make sure the kli is not a kodesh kli. You don't into this problem at all.
Why aren't we then concerned that it's not going to be, you know, the snake?
We're going to get to the snake. We're going to get to the snake. Right? So, so Tosfos asks the following question. Look at Tosfos on top. So what are we saying over here? We're saying that we get a kli, can't make a kodesh. Because if you get a kodesh, you're going to run into problems. Right? Anyone got that issue? Says Tosas, Im Tomar, Dinasik kli shemeluhu kof. What happens if a monkey comes and pours water? Right? Kivan shenesmala lobismano, it filled it out at the wrong time. The kli shareis ena makachim shelobismano. The whole thing doesn't make any sense. I don't understand. If a monkey comes and pours water, there's a lina issue? Of course not. A monkey's not a person. A monkey happens to pour water into the cup. And I can't use that cup for Nusach HaMayim? Because the water's been a lina? In order for it to be lina, it has to first be Kodesh. Lina's not everything. V'mishum d'chimatu lele d'bein Hashem she'atikdash b'layla. And what? One second. What are you going to tell me? That when Shabbos comes Friday night, ain mechusar zman. There's no issue of mechusar zman because night's not the time for the avoda. Umefsu belina, and he's going to be passing belina. Sof ma'achad dekodem lechedes malu yeshon lechoshvan keilu malo kof. Since someone did it Friday afternoon, it's so different than a monkey did it. Kidaashkachan b'menachos b'shperk shtei kelim kavelechem upon him shesidru achar Shabbos. Shafiluhu al shulchan kama yamim ebekach klum to also kibish sidra kof. In other words, if you do something at the wrong time, that can't create lina. But he brings a raya there from the shulchan. It's like a monkey did it.
So in that case, why don't you just make it much simpler? Have a kid do it. Bring it over.
So Tosfos answers, V'yesh lomar, delo dabi, d'shayni hacha. Here it's different by Mayim. Delo boy behen big de kahuna b'mili. You don't need big de kahuna. So you don't have, it's not an avoda. A kid could do it, it'll still be a problem. So there's no way around this problem. That's exactly the point. If a monkey did it, it would tackle be a problem. Because you don't need any. You don't need anything. You have a kid, a woman, a monkey, it doesn't make a difference. A Kohen makes no difference. Yeah. Who?
Rav Shaster. Rav Shaster once got in trouble for using that term. Oh, it could be a monkey.
Right.
It's probably the same.
Right.
Same phrasing.
Correct. That's right. So therefore, that's why you have to bring it. You have to bring it beforehand. Chizkiya Amar, a different reason. Klisharis and Makachin only midas. It could be that a Klisharis only has Kadusha midas, only midas. The Gzeira. So what? Then why can't I fill it up and not have das? Gzeira Shemer Yomru Ladas is Kachu. How's anyone going to know what his thoughts were? So we're afraid people are going to say, oh, we had the wrong thoughts. And then it'll be complete the problems, so therefore we don't do it. We do it on Friday. Amar of Yanai, Amar of Zera, Afilu Teima Yeshir Lamayim. Even if you want to tell me there's a specific shear for the water, and for Klisharis, Eimakach, and Elamidas, Shalomidas, Elamidas, right? Gzera, Shemer Yamru, Lakiri Shadayim, Veraglayim Alayim. People might think, oh, he filled it up for the morning, for the Avoda, for the morning, to wash his hands and feet. That's a problem. And because of all these issues, you get to do Friday morning, Friday afternoon, Friday morning, Friday afternoon, and it makes sure that the Kli is not Kodesh. If the Kli is Kodesh, you're running into all these problems. Then we said, Nishbecha Onis Galdala, if the water spilled or rolled away, then what do? Go to the Kiyar. Get water out of the Kiyar. Or what do you do if a snake came, or if you left it uncovered? Go to the Kiyar. Vamai, why do you have to go to the Kiyar? Li'avor b'misanenes, why can't you put the water through a strainer? And Lachora, if you do that, you'll get the poison out. Why can't you do that? If this poison isn't even in there. Let's say this is not like Reb Nechemya. The Tanya. Misanenes yesh bo mishum gilui. Because according to Reb Nechemya, that won't help. You still have a gilui problem, even if it's strained. You still have a problem. It doesn't make a difference. Amar Reb Nechemya, emasai, when is that true? Bizman, Shatachtone Megula. It's only true if the bottom one is exposed. Apparently they would have two barrels, one going into the other one. And if the bottom one's exposed, Aval Bisman Shatachtone Mechuse, but if the bottom one's covered, Aval Pi Shel Yona Megula, even though the upper one was exposed, Ein Bo Mishum Gilui, it's not a Gilui problem, Mishum She'eres Nachash Doma L'Svug Tzav V'Omi B'Mkomo, because the strainer will get rid of the problem, right? So what's the problem by us? So if a strainer gets rid of the poison, why can't I do it? Why can't I use a strainer? Right? Obviously, we don't hold Reb Nechemya. Reb Nechemya said you can use a strainer. Reb Nechemya said a strainer is good to get the poison out. We said you can't use water you can't put it through a strainer. Obviously, we don't hold Reb Nechemya. Very simple. It's like, no. Listen to this Gemara. It's very hard Gemara. Afilu tamer Reb Nechemya. You can even take goes like Reb Nechemya. Amr the Amr Reb Nechemya. When did Reb Nechemya say that you could put the water through a strainer? Lehedyot. You want to drink this water. But there was maybe a snake here. So I don't want to die. I don't want to drink poison. Don't worry about it, says Reb Nechemya. Put it through a strainer. If there's any poison there, the strainer will get rid of the poison. So you won't die. Aval Gvoa, but for Hashem, mi Omar? Reb Nechemya would say, you could put it through a strainer? For Hashem? What's the problem with Hashem? V'les le Reb Nechemya, doesn't he hold, hakrivihu na lipchasecha, to pasuk in Malachi. You brought me, hakrivihu means to be makriv. Hakrivihu na lipchasecha, you brought me your lame kalbron, Hayirtecha, Oisa Ponecha, Am Hashem Tzavakos. I want that, says Hashem. I want you garbage animals. That's what I want. I want your junk. So therefore, it's not nice. Nothing to do now. Nothing to do now with with poison, with leaving it overnight, Hashem's not drinking it, that's not an issue. No, that's an issue. What's the issue? Not appropriate. You wouldn't serve, so...
Because it was strained?
What?
Because it was strained or because of the giloy?
Nothing to do with giloy.
So
the strained. Would you serve water that a snake maybe put poison in it? Even if you're going to strain it, you're going to serve it to the president? Not going to do that. Now, you might want to drink it yourself? You're a head yot. You want to drink it yourself? That's fine. Not going to die. You're going to serve it to the president? No. So you're going to bring it to the Mizbeach? No. That's the only issue. Does that make sense? Okay. Little Jim Seals, the Sharm says about this. Listen to this. This is in Parak Yud Tes. So he says like this. And I'll read the article's translation. And consequently, one who limits himself in this area of mitzvahs, in a situation where he could have done more to beautify a mitzvah, is nothing but a sinner. This is the matter about which the prophet Malachi criticized Israel, relaying the word of Hashem. When you present a blind animal for sacrifice, there's nothing wrong with that. When you present a lame or sick animal, there's nothing wrong. Present it, if you please, to your governor. Would he be pleased with you and show you favor? That's all the pasuk from Malachi. Then the Masechta Shavuot continues. Indeed, our sages of blessed memory told us, exhorted us, to conduct ourselves in the opposite manner in our service of Hashem. And they said, on Sukkah Nun Amud Aleph, this stuff, regarding water that was left uncovered and might contain snake venom, rendering it unfit for Nisuch HaMayim. One should not strain it with a strainer in order to try and render it usable. And although the Tana of Nehemiah permits drinking water if it was passed through a strainer, it is still unfit for Nisuch HaMayim. For the following reasoning. When did Nehemiah say that a strained beverage may be used if it is only for a commoner? Do you ever say that a strained beverage may be offered to the Most High? Does Rechemia not subscribe to this qualification based on the Pasuk of Malachi? Re'ena, what's wrong with water that has been strained and is now in fact permissible for a commoner? What's wrong with it? What's wrong with it? Afilu hachi asurim heim l'gvoa, mishom she'eno derech kavod. Nevertheless, such water is prohibited to be used for service Most High because it is not reverential manner. It's appropriate of service to offer before Hashem water that would not be offered to a dignitary. This principle can be applied to all mitzvahs. V'od amr b'sifri, v'chol mivchar nidreichem. When you bring a carbon, bring the best one you have. Hayin shlo yavi element of mivchar. Bring the choicest one. Ukvar matzinu kain v'hevel. We find by kain and hevel. Hevel hevi mi b'chor ros tonu m'chavein. Hevel brought from the firstborn of his sheep, from the choicest of them. V'kain hevi min apsol sepri adama. And kain brought his offering from the inferior fruits of the land. Kepurishim zechon levarcha, like we explained in the Medrash. Uma ola bahem, what was the bottom line with them? Vayisha Hashem el Hevel, Hashem turned to Hevel, vel minchasa, and to his carbon, vel kayin vel minchasa lo sha'a. But Hashem didn't turn to kayins. Va'omar, it says, one who brings inferior animals, the same thing in Malachi. Oru nochel, okay, I don't have to read all that. Anyway, v'kama devarim hizhudu zechon levarcha, shalo yehe mitzvot bezuyas aleinu. The sages have told us many times that mitzvot should not be contemptible to us. Look for Amru, they already said, if one who grabs the Torah scroll with his bare hands will be buried naked. But they buzz in mitzvah because it's the bizur mitzvah. Then he goes on to say that bikurim, they would bring bikurim with beautification, they would dress up all the animals with gold and different things. Why? Just to beautify the mitzvah. And he says, this is the line that... Umikan nilmad l'chol shar mitzvot shebatorah. And from here we should learn to all the other mitzvot of the Torah that they should be beautified. Why is this not in the first parak? What do you have to get to 18 prakim to get to this vart? Right?
But he's saying something that is very difficult. He's saying that if you don't do that, you're a sinner.
What? Yeah. Now, there's different levels of sinner.
Right.
He's not saying as if, you know, you didn't, like, you know, you blew up a bus full of nuns. Not saying like that. Right? You didn't do that. It's a sin. Sin just means it's not. It also means it's not. It's not l'chachila. It's not appropriate.
Right. The Shulchan Aruch might say, you know, that a it's okay, but you know, this.
That's right. So okay. Oh, one more thing. So, look at the very, very, very big Tosfos on the third line for the bottom. Asks the following question: Vim Tomar, Lefi Masha Pirashnu, the Kli Shoris and Mekachin Ela Bifnim. So, the only way that a Kli is going to become Kodesh is if you bring it inside, into the Azara. Im Kain, I have another option. Akati Tikshilon, Vnaisi Mimukudeshes, have the Kli Mimukudeshes, Velo Yachnisum Ba'Azara, leave it outside the temple grounds. Don't bring it into the Azara. Ad Achar Omer HaShachar. Till the morning. So it's outside, in the Bahar Bayis, somewhere, Temple Mount, somewhere. Bring it in after, in the morning. Kedei Shelo Yipasul Belina. It won't be a Lina problem. And Tosfos gives the same answer. V'yesh Lomar. Dim Kein. Ma Yol Shem Mekadeshes. First of all, why is it Mekadeshes? V'od. D'davar Mechurahu. That's not, it's ugly. Mechur means ugly. It's an ugly thing to do. You're leaving a golden vessel, klisharis, outside? I don't think of that. It's not appropriate. Therefore, you have no choices. Okay. Hajin alach lulav harava. Hajin alach lulav harava. Hajin alach lulav harava. We begin the next parak, the last parak of Masechta Sukkah. Okay? Hachalil. Chamisha v'shisha. Chalil. Chalil means a flute. Is that how they translate their flute?
Yeah.
A flute could be either 5 days of Yontif or 6 days of Yontif. What does that mean? Zeo ha-chalil shal beis ha-shoeva. This is the chalil that was part of the Simchas beis ha-shoeva. She'en ha-doch ha-lois ha-shabbos v'lois ha-yontif. It's not doch ha-shabbos and it's not doch ha-yontif. Why is it not doch ha-shabbos and not doch ha-yontif?
It's not part of the
avodah. It's not?
I'm asking.
It's part of the Simchas beis ha-shoeva. So you can't do it on Shabbos or Yontif. So that's why it's 5 or 6. If Yontif, the first day is not Shabbos, that means there'll be 2 days you can't do it. Shabbos and the first day Yontif. If the first day is Shabbos, then there'll be 1 day you can't do it, so it's 6. So it's 5 or 6, right? Someone is going to say we do it on Shemini Atzeres also, but the Mishnah didn't hold like that. So in 7 days, so either 5 or 6 days you're going to blow the flute. Why can't you blow the flute in the base of Mishnah? Why can't you blow the flute on Shabbos or Yontif? Why can't you? You make up to repair it. It's gzeira. Make up to repair it. What?
The Beis HaMikdash, they played other instruments, no?
Yeah.
See, that's not wrong. I never understood that.
What?
What did they do every Shabbos when the Levim got up for Shir?
Do they only blew shofar? So that we're gonna get to that. We're gonna get to that issue. So Tosfos says. Tosfos in the bottom. Afagaf to Chalil, even though blowing a flute, ain't no usher. Maybe you're going to fix a klishir. And, kimo, lo, maspikin. Like you can't clap. Lo, matapkin. Different kind of clap. Perak mashilim, we're going to learn in beitza. The kaimalon, ain't shuvas pamikdash. So why can't I play instruments in the base of mikdash? Ain't shuvas pamikdash. So what's the issue? Beis HaShuev is shiny. Beis HaShuev is different. Kidamrinam bigamara. The ena elam shum simcha yisera. It's not avoda, so therefore it can't be done. She answers your question. It's not avoda. It's for extra simcha. Ain't shavuos b'mikdash. It's not some heck blanket rule. Oh, there's no darabonans in the base of mikdash. Not like that. And there's no darabonans when it comes to avoda. Then this, like, that's true.
Yeah, but how? What is the exact shear?
What's the measure? What's the?
What is that?
One second. Yeah. It was a confusing daf now. I said it was easy and short, but it's not so hard. Yeah. Itmar. Rabbi Yehuda v'Ravina. Chad tani shoeva, v'chad tani chashuva. Some said, have a girsa, simchas beis ha-shoeva. Some said, simchas beis chashuva. And they're both right. Amar Zutra, Mandatani Shoevelo Mishtabesh. Mono says Shoeva is not wrong. Mandatani Chashuvelo Mishtabesh. They're both, it's also right. Mandatani Shoevelo Mishtabesh. Dichsiv Ushaavtem Mayim Besoson. You draw water in happiness. Mandatani Chashuvelo Mishtabesh. That's also not wrong. Chashuva. Damar of Nachman, Mitzvah Chashuvihi. It's a mitzvah that's Chashuv, Uba, Mishesh Yitzimei Bereshis. And it comes from Sheish Yitzimei Bereshis. What's that about? That's later in the week. Because Bereshis, Rashi puts over here, that the Sheithin, which are the pipes that go down to the Tehom, were created on Sheish Yitzimei Bereshis. It's somehow a reference, a zecher, to Sheish Yitzimei Bereshis' Bara Shis. The Sheithin were created. Right, that's crazy, right. Now, Tana Rabbanan. We learned in a Braitha. Hachalil doch et HaShabbos. Divei Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. Chalil's doch HaShabbos. A regular Shabbos. V'chacham omrim af yontif ein docha. They're not even docha yontif. For sure not Shabbos. So there's a machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim. What's the story with blowing instruments on Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash? Omrim Yosef b'machlokas b'shir shel karbon. The machlokas is when they would have music accompanying a carbon. That's the machlokas. Do you have instruments or not? On a weekday, why not? On a Shabbos, not so fast. Rashi says, Bashir shall carbon, the second white line on top, Bichalil hamake lifnei ha-mizbeach, the chalil they would blow in front of the mizbeach, Bishas nisuch, it's a machlokas if you read the word mayim or not, yayim. Certainly when they poured the yayim, l'tamet shal shachar. Every morning. V'nisuch ha-yayim, l'tamet shal bein arbayim. And in the afternoon too. Shalavim omdin al duchanam. The Levim would stand on some platform. V'omrim shir. And they would sing. V'achalil makal lefnehem. And the chalil would blow too. Kididnan b'mesechtas erichin. B'yud beis yom b'shana. On 12 days a year. Hachalil makal lefnehem mizbeach. They would blow the chalil in front of the mizbeach. It's funny. All these 12 days are... Tosfos is going to say which 12 the 12 days are. 8 of them I think is Sukkos. It's 8 Sukkos, Pesach, Erev Pesach is 9, Pesach is 10, Pesach Sheni is 11, and Shavuos is 12. Those are the 12 days. V'ein omrim shir al mizbeach el al yayin, k'demin and hasam. U'b'osach halil nechlach Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda lomar shu docha. So, did they do it on Shabbos? So according to, if you hold this Gemara, it says he'd be 12 days a year. That was the 12 Yontif days. Now, you can't have 8 days of Sukkot without a Shabbos. It's impossible. The rest of the days don't have to be on Shabbos. Says Rabbi Yossi, doesn't make a difference. Even if it's Shabbos, you do it. These are 12 days a year. Chacham said, no, none of these 12. Ne'echalamoid maybe. None of these 12. So it's a machlokas. The machlokas has nothing to do with Shibachas Beis Shoeva. The machlokas is a special thing. Do you play instruments when you bring karbanos? During the year, no problem. Shabbos, it's a machlokas. Yontif, it's a machlokas. The Rabbi Yossi suffer ikashir b'kli. The ikashir is with a kli. Vavodihi. It's a voda. V'doches ha-Shabbos. It's doches Shabbos. Rabbanan savri. The Rabbanan hold. Ikashir b'peh. It's an ikashira b'peh. The main shir is singing. And therefore, the chalil v'lava vodihi. They do a Shabbos. Not a Shabbos. It's very simple. Yeah. So in this Tosfos over here, in the big Tosfos, the Rabbanan Savri Ikashir Bepeh, right? Tosfos asks a question from. Hey, you know what? We have time. Look at Tosfos. Tema, the beperek hamotzi tefillin, tanan, it says over there in hamotzi tefillin, koshrin nima b'mikdash, avalo b'medina. You're allowed to make knots in the Beis HaMikdash, but not in the rest of the country. Vikatana b'gemara, the amar lohoi kashura el onva, they made a bow. V'ad kan lo pligi el detikin kli, they're fixing kalim. The guitar broke, so they're going to make a bow out of it. I dachi shabbos mishum machshirei karbon aval shir atzma l'kulei amadachi, but the thing itself for sure, no one has a problem with that. Utna 12 days a year they would sing with instruments. What are the 12 days? Shchitas Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni, Yontif Rishon, first day Shel Pesach, Yontif Shel Atzeres, Ushmoni Me'achad. These are the 12 days. Alma, what do you see? Dochi Shabbos V'Yontif. Af Al Gav, Dil Ushmoni Me'achad, below Shabbos. You can't have a Yontif at Sukkot without Shabbos. If you have Abba, the Masik B'Shmaitin, B'Shir Shel Shaweva, Pligi, Avar Shel Shakarun, fine. He says, V'Sarach Lomar, you have to say that all those members don't go like the Chachamim. They all go like Rabbi Yossi, who said you could do it. Right? Then he says like this. This is what I wanted to get to. Votanan bepirkin gabi tikios shel mikdash. When they blew shofar in the base of mikdash. We're going to get to that in the next week. The b'chol yom hayusham eshrim v'achas tikios. Every day of the year, there will be at least 21 tikios in the base of mikdash every day. Hafilu b'shabbos, even on Shabbos. K'dedayik b'gemar, like the Gemara is going to say, the b'chol yom tanan, v'lo take out the next word, v'lo palug shum tanan. No one argues on that. No one argues that blue shofar on Shabbos. Second shofar, yes, and instruments is machlokas about. So, v'ein lomer dahan tekiyos daraisa. Don't tell me that these are daraisa tekiyos. It's not true. They blew shofar to get people to stop working, like the alarm, you know?
For something
that needs to be repaired. Exactly, those are the answers. Look at the first wide line. V'yesh lomer. D'lefi shahayisham rov klei shir, chalalim, kinoros, mitaltayim, nivalim, Shetzrichin l'takein tadir. They're always breaking. Gazer behu tvei mehanach. The sagi b'shofar. The little boy tikkin. Agav the gazer be gazer nami shlo yitkal b'livu l'mayim. Shofar's a break.
Yeah, there's a flute.
Huh? Like a crack or something.
Same crack as you have in shofar.
No, shofar's much harder than flute's made out of wood. Shofar's made out of horn. It's much harder.
But
it's much harder material.
So if it breaks.
No, that's what Tosa says.
You break a flute, you throw it out.
Right, that's what Tosa says. So many other instruments there, and everyone's are prone to break. So we made a gzeira according to Chachamim. No instruments.
Even though no shvus in the base mikdash anyway.
That's right. Because he holds ikashir is bepeh. The Chacham holds ikashir is bepeh.
But he's using it anyway.
But it's accompanying, so it's very nice. Ikashir is bepeh. So the main avod is bepeh. What's the instrument? It's just accompaniment. So for that, I'm not Docha Shabbos. Why? Because they're all prone to break. Now, well, but that's not going to break so much, but that one is going to break. So no instruments. Shofar? No one.
Don't blow shofar and shul on Shabbos.
It has nothing to do with that.
Exactly.
It has nothing to do with that.
Exactly.
Because the Gemara says that
the point is that we don't say that today we don't blow shofar. We should say, but we don't blow.
Because the Gemara says that blowing shofar is not a shear. It's what the Gemara calls an umnus. It's like an expertise. It's not instruments. Any kid could bang on a piano. Any kid could strum a guitar. Anyone could do that. So it might break. Don't do it on Shabbos. In the Beis HaMikdash, it's a machlokas. If you hold ikashiras b'kli, so it's part of the avodah. It might break. Ain't shvus b'mikdash. But if you hold ikashiras b'peh, then what's the instrument? Just an accompaniment. Ain't shvus b'mikdash doesn't apply. What about shofar? Shofar's not going to break. And therefore, shofar's allowed.
So why is it also
It's a far-fetched gezeira. That's why many people today hold it's okay. Tosfos already says, "What's clapping have to do with break? Well, what does clapping have to do with fixing instruments? Nothing, because in those days it was all together. It was all together. They would never clap without instruments. They would never dance without instruments. Today it doesn't apply. You go to some simcha, sheir bracha, something. They'll dance after the suda. Some people don't want to do it. Why? It's a gezeira. Now it is a gezeira." But already the Rishon already got rid of that gzeira. So it doesn't apply. Some still hold from it. So you have to rely on. You want to be machmir, there's room to be machmir there. No question about it. Okay.
But it's a chumra.
It's not a chumra. It's a halacha. You have room to be makel. You have room to be machmir. Avol shir shel shoeva, back to Gemara. Shir shel shoeva, divrei hakol, simcha hi, veina doches ha-shabbos. Everyone holds that the shimcha's base of shoeva is just a It's just a simcha yisera, like Tosfos said, and it's not docha Shabbos or Yom Tov at all. Therefore, the maximum you can have is like 6 days. Amar Rabbi Yosef, mana amil d'ha pliga. How do we know this is all true? Dichsev, because it said, D'tanya, kli sherit she'asen shel eitz, Rabbi Posel, Rabbi Yosef b'hu d'machshir. What do you have a shear of something made out of wood? A kli sherit made out of wood. A kli sherit made out of wood. Machlokas. My la b'ha, what are they arguing about? My la b'ha k'mifliga, what are they arguing about? Man d'machshir. One says it's okay, savar ikashir b'kli. The main shear is a kli. the alfinan me'abuba de Moshe. And we learn it out from Moshe's kli. Moshe's kli was only made out of wood. So it's good enough for Moshe, good enough for me. And therefore it's good. Uman de puzzle, to one says it's no good, savar, ikashir bepeh. First of all, the main chair is bepeh. Fully alfinan me'abuba de Moshe. I don't learn out from Moshe. Why not? Moshe's an exception. We'll see in a minute. Lo, that's not what they're talking about. The kuliyama ikashir bekli. Really, everyone holds ikashir is bekli. Fahacha bedonin efsher mishii efsher kamiflagi. The question is, can I learn out something possible from something impossible? Man de machshir. Don who says yes, savar. Donin efsher mishii efsher. Even though Moshe, for whatever reason, after the Gemara in Erechim, was not able to get a kli made out of metal. Metal kli is much more chashuv than a wooden one. Moshe, for some reason, couldn't get a metal one. He was stuck with a wooden one. I can get a metal one. So if it was good enough for Moshe, can I say it's good enough for me? And it's efsher by him. Me, it's efsher. I can get a metal one. Moshe couldn't. So can I learn out that Moshe was only good because he had no choice? The answer is no. It was good enough for Moshe. It's good enough for you. You can get a better one. He learns out efsher from efsher. And therefore, a wooden clean is fine. Uman de pasel, savar, lo don efsher, mishi efsher. No. In other words, it has nothing to do with the issue of whether Iker Shira is Bepeh or Bekli. It's not what they're arguing about. They're arguing about, can you lay down something possible from something impossible? Rashi says, Shar Kalim Efshe Shayin Shal Mateches. Other Kalim could have been made out of metal. Vehein Mechubadim. They're much better. They're much more Mechubad. Hilkach Mi Menori Alfin and Luhu. I'll learn that from the menorah. Why the menorah? Because the menorah had no wood. It was just metal. V'lo me'abub shel Moshe, not from Moshe's thing. The hasam time of Mishum she'iyev shel asos kol shel mateches kidem afarish be'erichin. And Erichin daf yud, go look it up, and it'll say over there why Moshe couldn't get a metal flute. Why he had a wooden one. Anyway, okay, fine. He says it was shatzapu zav lo ha'ikola orev, not lutzi, okay, fine. V'ibayitema, another answer. The kuliyama dikashir bepeh. Really, everyone holds ikashir is bepeh. So if ikashir is bepeh, what am I doing with a wooden flute? The ain't done an efsher mishi efsher, and I can't learn out from Moshe. Why? Moshe was the efsher. You don't have any choice. V'hacha b'melif menorah b'klali uprati o b'ribu imid kamiflagi. And I'm arguing about the menorah. How do you learn out the menorah? The menorah was only made out of gold. There's no wood there at all. Everything else is made out of wood, then covered with gold. I want to bring a right from those menorah. The Rebbe darish klali uprati. Rebbe Darshan's Klal Uprat. What does that mean? Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda Darsh, Ribu Amiyot. What does that mean? Rebbe Darsh, Klal Uprat. It says, Vasitza Menorah. Make a menorah. Klal. Make a menorah. Then it says, Zov Tar. Make sure it has to be gold. That's a prat. Right? First, make a menorah. What can it be made out of? Whatever you want. No. Prat. Only gold. Then, Mikshe Te'asa HaMenorah. Make yourself some nice menorah. Chazav V'Klal. That's a klal again. So we have klal, prat, uklal. Iyatadon elik eina prat. Ma prat mefor shal mateches, af kol shal mateches. No wooden, there's no wooden kalim. What about Moshe Rabbeinu? Go with Hashem where that was okay. But there's no wooden kalim now. Only metal. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, darish ribu umiyute. He has a little bit different way of darshaning, which is going to get to a different result. Vasisa menorah is a ribui. Zahav Tahar is a miyot. Miksha, then it says Miksha, Teasa Menorah, Chazav Riba. What do we have? We have Ribui, Miyot, Viriba. Riba Hakal. Whatever you want, make a menorah. My Rabbi, Rabbi Komili. My miyot. What am I being mamayit over here? Miyot Shel Cheres.
What's the translation of
Miksha? Miksha means hammered out. Yeah, beaten out. Miyot Shel Cheres. No. Who made up this idea? Why is the miyot cheres? And therefore, would be acceptable. That's what the machlokes is about. Who made up that it's cheres? So we don't have the art of how to darshan klal prat and ribu miyot.
Yeah, we do have an answer.
What's the answer? Why cheres of all things?
Cheres doesn't in tamat tam the same way. You have to tam ba'avir only on metal. It's the tam of the outside.
That's the answer. So he quotes a Rashi. No, that's not why. Rashi says because
It's the only thing that's mitame another way.
Interesting. So he says no. Rashi says because you would never. No king has kelim in that cheres. No one does that. It's so inferior. Maybe that's why it's tame, because it's so inferior. Yeah. All right. So we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Tomorrow's a long daf. Everybody have a very good day.